We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-qualifying media availabilities for Sunday's Can-Am 500 here at ISM Raceway. We're joined now by our front row. First, we have Busch Pole Award winner Kevin Harvick. Kevin, your 25th career pole award. Second here at ISM Raceway, and our second-place qualifier driver, the number 9 Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. Gentlemen, I'll give you both just a quick second to talk about your qualifying effort, and then we'll open it up to questions. Kevin, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, just, it's been a good day for us. All we concentrated on was qualifying, and obviously, we had some good adjustments to the car right there at the end, and I was able to actually drive the car without screwing it up. So definitely a good lap for us and came in a good time.
Chase, talk a little bit about your effort.
Yeah, just had a great car really all day. We were lucky to not have to make a ton of adjustments and was in a good place and just didn't get through my lap as good as I'd hoped and had a plenty good enough car to do so. So unfortunately, but plenty good enough starting spot for Sunday long race and looking forward to the challenge.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. We'll start right here with Wolfgang, then to Bob.
Here, Wolfgang.
Question for you, Kevin. First, congratulations for the pole. You said you made adjustment to the car. Can you get more details? What kind of adjustments?
No.
Okay.
I was just being honest.
Yeah, it's okay. Direct question, direct answer.
We'll come right up front here to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Kevin, how different was it working with Tony today? I don't know whether you've ever worked with him kind of in this role before.
Everything went smooth, and I think as you guys are quickly figuring out, it's more about people than it is about cars. So we've got a lot of good people, and obviously a lot of experience with Tony, and those guys did a great job filling the roles. And you can't drive a slow car fast, and you can't beat good people.
We'll go right over here to the left.
Kathy Brown pitting outside the box.
That's a penalty.
It is. I know you would do just about anything to get that win back and automatically be on your way to Homestead. But do you take solace in knowing that you're at ISM this weekend, a track where you've been so successful at, and not somewhere like Kentucky or Pocono or even Auto Club where you've been successful but not as successful?
No, I just deal with the facts. I know where we are. I know what our plan is, and we don't look back.
We'll stay right here with Jerry to the left.
Since you mentioned Jerry Jordan, King of the Tires.net, PRN. Since you mentioned the word penalty, what was your reaction when you found out about it this week?
I just drive.
Come on, Kevin.
That's my job. You don't pay my bills, I don't owe you anything else.
We'll go to the back, left to Jenna.
So, do you perform better when your back's against the wall, do you think? Do you rise to the occasion?
Try to, but it's been... It's been good for us to have challenges. So, yeah, it's fun.
Do you really mean it's fun? Or I mean, what makes you able to step up in times of like these?
Fast cars and good people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll go up here to the front right to Christian.
Christian Coley, FrontStretch.com. Chase, this question's for you. The last 3 weeks, your qualifying efforts haven't been great. And then you come out today and qualify second. Were some improvements that you felt like you needed to make in today compared to the last three races?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. For whatever reason, the last few weeks, qualifying's been really tough. And, I look back to Martinsville and even times where we've qualified good there, I don't really feel like I've done anything different. Speed sometimes comes easier than it does other days, and things click for you when it comes time to qualify and push that extra little bit. And for whatever reason, that's been difficult for us these past few weeks. So, we obviously need to do everything good this weekend, and it was nice to have a good Friday. So we'll see what Saturday and Sunday bring.
We'll go right here in the middle to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kevin, Rodney has stated the issue, in essence, he felt basically stated was almost an insignificant type of advantage. So people still suggest that was a great thing that helped you. Is it frustrating or bothersome that if it's something that maybe is an insignificant or minor thing that people are not giving you guys as much credit, or people are looking down upon you guys for something like
that? Look, I don't need credit. I don't care about credit. I don't care what people think. You know, I think it's I don't build the cars. I couldn't tell you, you know, what's on the car, what's good, what's bad. And you know, that's their job, and I drive it, and I show up and do the best that I can, and obviously you've seen the statements and the things from Stuart Haas Racing, and you know, the best thing that shows up are results on a racetrack. So that's pretty much what I drive and try to do the best that I can, and we go from there.
One other thing is, the other night Joey Logano said he's the favorite for the championship. What's your feelings on that?
I'm just worried about Phoenix.
Gentlemen, congratulations on the great effort, and good luck on Sunday.